church, the reason that can always be well is the gospel of Jesus Christ, which was prophesied in Isaiah 61. It said, the Spirit of the Lord Yahweh is upon me, because Yahweh has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted. He sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim release to the captives and freedom to prisoners, to proclaim the favorable year of Yahweh and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant those who mourn in Zion, giving them a headdress instead of ashes, the oil of rejoicing instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a spirit of fainting, so they will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of Yahweh, that he may show forth his beautiful glory. Thus saith the Lord. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you this morning. We pray the good news is found all throughout the scripture would permeate our hearts today, and that would give us hope upon hope. God, we stand in the wellness of our soul because of the goodness of God. It's found in him. It's found in no other place. We can't rest or trust in anyone else because everything else will fail us but you. But because of you, Father, it is always well. And so we ask that you would come and that you would meet us where we are, Father, and bless us today in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, well, amen. Well, grab your seat and grab your copy of God's word and go with me here to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I don't have to tell you this because you see it everywhere, but life has gotten complicated, hasn't it? Right? I mean, the world thrives on complexity. Pile on more choices, more opinions, more distractions. Technology, which was supposed to make our life easier, if we were to be honest, it's made it more complicated in a lot of ways, hasn't it? We now have passwords for our passwords. All right. I mean, the updates, they break our updates, and phones, again, they make us busier than ever. The world loves to take the simplest things and make them unbearably complex. And I think a perfect example of that, it's like a microcosm of 2025, is the reality of trying to order a cup of coffee. Look, I don't go to Starbucks often, okay? But when I do, I have to be honest, I always feel stupid when I go in there. I don't know what to say. I don't know the lingo they use. I don't know the options. You would think after all these years, I would have caught on, but I haven't yet. Ordering a cup of coffee used to be simple. Regular or decaf? Black or cream? Sugar or not? But now you walk into Starbucks and, man, you have to seriously up your game, right? There's no longer just small, medium, and large. No, now there is tall, grande, venti, and apparently now there's a new Trenta. Didn't know that. I always wondered, why is the tall the small? And why isn't the grande the biggest? Doesn't make sense, right? And the complexity, it doesn't stop there. You can have it hot, iced, blended with whole milk, skim, soy, almond, oat, or coconut milk. You can add in pumps of vanilla, hazelnut, caramel, mocha, or get the sugar-free version of all those. You can ask for foam. I don't even know what that is. And you can even get extra foam. Whipped cream, light whip, drizzle, no drizzle. And of course, you can get it decaf, half calf, full calf. And if full ain't enough for you, and I know it ain't enough for a lot of us in this room, you can add in an espresso shot. You can get it solo. Now, you can even get it, as they call it, doppio or dopio. I don't know which one. Probably dopio. That would make more sense, right? Triple and quad, all right? You can get it all sorts of different ways. Suddenly, what started as a simple request, can I get a cup of coffee, is now very complicated. And our world is like that all around us, right? Choices multiplied, layers added, distractions piled on until what was meant to be simple feels overwhelming. But the gospel of Jesus Christ shines like a beacon of hope against that sort of backdrop, right? I mean, even then, though, the simple gospel, you and I are tempted to complicate it. But I pray that we will fight that temptation and we will keep it simple, saints. That's the title of this morning's message. Keep it simple, saints. Keep it simple, saints, as we continue through this leg of our journey in 1 Corinthians, which we're calling growing pains, maturing through 1 Corinthians. You see, mature Christians keep it simple. Now, I know that sounds oxymoronic, right? That simple and mature go hand in hand. Isn't it the mature ones who understand more and understand the complexities of life? Mature Christians know how to keep it simple. It's immature Christians that make everything complex. And that's what we see these young Christians in Corinth doing here. They were struggling with that, right? I mean, particularly with the gospel. And so Paul writes these words to them, and by extension to us, to keep it simple, saints. So let's look at today's word of God delivered to us through Apostle Paul. We find it here in, again, 1 Corinthians chapter 2. We'll read the whole chapter today. The word of God says this: "But when I came to you, brothers, I didn't come with superiority of word or of wisdom, proclaiming to you the witness of God. For I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my word and my preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith would not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Yet we do speak wisdom among those who are mature, a wisdom, however, not of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who were being abolished. But we speak God's wisdom in a mystery, the wisdom which has been hidden, which God predestined before the ages of glory, which none of the rulers of this age have understood. For if they had understood it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But just as it's written, things which eye has not seen and ear has not heard, and which have not entered the heart of man, all that God has prepared for those who love him. But to us, God revealed them through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. For who among men knows the depths of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, the depths of God no one knows except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may know the depths graciously given to us by God, and of which depths we also speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, but in those taught by the Spirit, combining spiritual depths with spiritual words. But a natural man does not accept the depths of the Spirit of God, for their foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them, because they are spiritually examined. But he who is spiritual examines all things, yet he himself is examined by no one, for who has known the mind of the Lord, that he will direct him? But we have the mind of Christ." Thus ends the reading of God's holy word. So what is the one thing that you and I are to walk out of here with today from this passage? And I believe it's this. It's today's takeaway. Rest in the simple gospel. Rest in the simple gospel, relying on the Spirit's power to reach the lost. Now make no mistake about it, church. That is our mission. God has commissioned us to go and reach the world for Christ. And the question is, what are we going to trust in? What are we going to rely on to do that task? And Apostle Paul, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, essentially says, rest in that simple gospel, relying on the Spirit's power to reach the lost. But how do we do that? Well, our text gives us at least four ways. I think the first way, as we look at the text, is to simply speak with the listener in mind. Speak with the listener in mind. You know, Paul, he knew his audience. That's what he says here in 1 Corinthians 2:1. He says, "When I came to you, brothers, I didn't come with superiority of word or of wisdom proclaiming to you the witness of God.